why he had not been answering letters. I was annoyed with myself. There was always a risk that he would not be at home when I tried to visit, but my worst fear was simply that my arrival would have been inconvenient. As I left the flat, wondering how on earth I might find a forwarding address, and assuming that I was going to have to retrace my journey all the way back home, I bumped into a woman on the landing outside. She looked somewhat angry and addressed me in a language I knew nothing of. I said I spoke English, but she did not understand. Surprised at my own cleverness, I put up my hand to stop her flow of words and put down the parcel, which I then unwrapped. The books were upside down, and Adam Krasicki's picture on the back cover appeared first. I showed this to her and repeated his name slowly, but she just looked as unimpressed, and there was no hint of recognition. She made it clear that I was to leave, and I did so hastily, but despairing that I had travelled so far to a foreign country even, and that my quest was to have been in vain. The woman was shouting down the stairwell at me as I descended, but I stopped in the hall, considering what to do. Suddenly she was quiet, and a few moments later, a door slammed. That was all. I had been rather shaken by what had happened. I went back to the car and sat in the driver's seat, wondering what to do.